Hey everybody, welcome in. Thank you for being with us today. We always have a great show lined up for you every Tuesday. It's time for Speak Up, and my name is Barbara. Our guests today are two of our Sandpoint City leaders, Mayor Jeremy Grimm and Planning and Development Director Jason Welker. We have a lot of important items on our list, and some of them you listeners posted to me to include, so thank you for that. If you can't stay with us for the whole show, you can explore all of our archived recordings, previous programs, including this one, at NorthIdahoRadio.com. We are taking our first break right now, so stay with us.
The Kootenai Valley Sportsmen Association presents their annual Gun and Horn Show this weekend at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonner's Ferry. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, hides, taxidermy, sporting equipment, and more. Enter your horns for the horn contest Friday noon to 5 p.m. or Saturday 9 a.m. to noon. The Gun and Horn Show is Friday 11 a.m. to 5, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday 9 to 2. Admission is just $5. Don't miss the Gun and Horn Show at the Boundary County Fairgrounds this weekend.
Hey in the Northwest, I love you. Hey, it's your adventure dealer, Neil here from Selkirk RV. And I'm back from the Spokane RV Show. And this month, if you'd be my Valentine, I'll give you something better than chocolate. You could save thousands on the fifth wheel travel trailer or toy hauler of your dreams. That's right. I love you all so much. I'm extending my exclusive trade show pricing. You'll get a great deal and save thousands. At Selkirk RV, we believe life is an adventure. And you deserve to enjoy that adventure from the comfort of your very own home on wheels. That's why we specialize in affordability. We'll help you find a camper you love for a monthly payment you can't afford. But hurry, my accountant Craig is a real heartbreaker. He said I could only give out 69 Valentines, so this delicious deal won't last long. I'm Neil, your one and only RV adventure dealer for the people. See all my campers at SelkirkRV.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price determines actual discount. Offer absolutely ends February 28th, 2025.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Hey, everybody, thanks for stepping in with us today and say hello with me and welcome to Sandpoint Mayor Jeremy Grimm. Jeremy, thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
And Jason, welcome. Thank you for being with us and welcome back to you also.
Thank you, Barbara. Thanks for having us on.
All right, Jason, I'm going to start with you because I think that a lot of people may not know you as well as they know Jeremy, but for sure, they don't know your portfolio and everything that falls under planning and development for the city of Sandpoint. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so the department that I am the director of is the Community Planning and Development Department, which the kind of traditional roles of that department would be planning and building, which we do include in that department at Sandpoint. So all of the applications for building permits, if anybody wants to do an addition on their house, all the way up to the subdivision process to create new housing developments. Those all come through my department. Additionally, the CPD department, as we call it in Sandpoint, includes parks and recreation. So we do not have a separate parks and recreation department at the city. Rather, those are two divisions that exist within that community planning and development department. So parks, of course, includes the maintenance and improvements to all of our 14 city parks, over 140 acres across the city. And recreation includes all the programming that we offer in terms of youth and adult recreation programming, the things like non-school day camps, which are running right now, co-ed volleyball leagues, softball leagues, things like that. Those are all under my department as well. So I have a great team of about six people that report directly to me to oversee all the functions of those four divisions within the city.
And under those six, how many employees are including volunteers? Do you have?
No, that does not. There's no volunteers in my department.
We've got, how many employees then?
Well, across the maintenance team, there's about six or seven full-time, depending on the season, of the parks maintenance crew. We've got the facility crew, about six part-timers who work at the sports center, the James E. Russell Sports Center. And then we've got our kind of assistant planners, our permit techs, our administrative assistants. So I'd say overall there's probably around 24 people in my department at the city.
All right. Sounds good. That's a lot. Pretty economical, Jeremy, that number of people to do those many programs. This is a key employee for you, isn't he?
Absolutely. It's it's a bit of a change from how the city operated historically. Historically, the city had a parks and recreation director and a planning community development director. And the changes I made this year, I consolidated those two positions. And Jason Welker has a lot on his plate. He's managing a significant portion of the city and some really critical elements of the city.
Did you combine these two departments to save money?
Yes.
And did it save money?
Yes, it ended up basically eliminating that parks and rec director and rolled that under Jason's administration. So yes, it eliminated a director position, and hopefully there's more integration, and we'll do some assessments over the coming year to see how well it's turned out. But right now it looks like it's been a cost savings.
All right. Excellent. All right. The main topic today is this whole thing about parking and City Beach and the developers for that hotel condo deal. The first question I have is the $400,000 fee that I understand the developers paid. And here's my concern, or my thought, and this is for both of you, and that is $400,000 is chump change to big developers like this. Was this a one-time payment, or I hope you negotiated $400,000 every year in perpetuity?
Yeah, great questions, Barbara, and I agree it is chump change. So just to clarify the record, it's one of the things I love about coming on the radio is because we can separate fact from fiction.
Yes, thank you.
I'm surprised we don't have more authors in the country with all the fiction that's being brought out on social media. So the facts are the hotel has not paid anything yet. If you are unfamiliar with the development process, you come and you do your research, you get your entitlements, which basically gives you the right to proceed with a development. And what's occurred at this point is as the developer of the hotel went through the planning and layout of the hotel, they started to fine-tune their numbers and read the code and look at provisions of the code. And they chose to implement two provisions of the code that anyone owning property in Sandpoint in the downtown can take advantage of or utilize. And those are the parking in lieu fees or the site-specific parking analysis. And in this case, the developers have proceeded with both those. Again, they haven't submitted a building permit, so none of that stuff would happen until they submit a building permit.
So parking in lieu, that's
yeah. So it goes back.
Is it like payment in lieu of parking?
It is a payment in lieu. So it goes back to historically, If you're investing in a new building, let's say a hypothetical downtown building, we have a required or had a required amount of parking you have to provide, off-street parking.
Had, past tense.
Had, yes. And that parking basically is based on the use. So if you're retail, you're going to have so much parking needed. If you're an office, so much. If you're a warehouse, so much. And they're all different levels. So one of the challenges with creating parking and investing in the downtown is there's not a lot of underutilized space. So if you want to put up a new building, like the Columbia Bank building, for example, you have to go meet our off-street parking requirements. You have to go actually find land to develop off-street parking. And what we've seen across America and even in Sandpoint is to build a new building, you end up demolishing the urban fabric that attracts people to the downtown. The Columbia Bank's a great example. They ended up taking down a very vibrant little micro market. And on the corner of Fifth and Pine, right, we've seen an empty lot there for going on 20 years. So to alleviate that challenge, the city code allows you to buy up to 50% of your required parking at a bargain rate of $10,000 per space.
One time only. See, I have trouble with that one time only.
Yeah. Well, the thought behind it is that the city would then invest those dollars to improve public parking, the availability and accessibility of public parking in the town.
It's not that much for 100 years.
No, it has to been revised. We've got numbers that show that it costs five or six times that amount of money to actually build and develop parking. So it's a fee that needs to be reassessed and redeveloped. But more importantly, I say we used to have these standards because in the downtown core, Pine, Cedar, Fifth, and First, no parking is required for commercial uses. You can build there, and it's up to the free market, the developer, to determine how much parking
he or
she wants.
So is that possibly going to be reassessed also, or there's just no room? I mean, really, we're the empty corner that's at Bridge Street and First, the building that burned down?
The hole in the wall. The hole in the ground, yes.
Exactly. If someone were to build their hotel or condos is what I'm thinking is going to happen, why not underground parking? Or we just don't have the kind of land down under there to go underground?
Yeah, that's right. They fall in that parking, no parking required zone. So they would not have to unless they chose to build parking
unless
there.
Unless you change the code,
unless
which
we changed
needs
it.
To change.
Probably not in the way you think. I would like to expand that and have no parking required elsewhere. And I'll tell you why in just a moment.
Okay.
But to your point, the soils in Sandpoint, if you're not familiar, we have somewhere between 200 and 300 feet of clay, and you can't get down to that bedrock, so it becomes very expensive to go down. You have to drive piers, and it's not like building anywhere else in the region. So you can technically go down, but it's incredibly expensive. Getting back to your ooh there about why would you want people not to have to build parking? Well, I think we can all agree someday the city of Sandpoint's going to need a structured parking garage, multi-level parking garage. The challenge, and there's great examples across the country, including my hometown, where the city went and built a parking garage, but there wasn't enough stress or demand for that space. Now, to build a parking garage, you're talking $15, $20, $30 million. If you don't have enough parking demand or stress to have people actually pay $3 or $4 an hour to finance and pay for that parking garage, you end up putting the city in a very vulnerable situation where they financed a project expecting people to use it, and if there's adequate and plentiful on-street and off-street parking, people simply don't use parking garages.
Okay, I understand that for several seasons here, like today, there's just no demand or very low demand for parking. Sometimes downtown Sandpoint, the businesses, if you're going into one of the shops along there, you might drive around a little bit, but you will find parking. But in the summer, there's clearly a need for lots of parking. Yeah, Jason, get in on this.
Yeah.
What about in the summertime when there's so many tourists and you just really, everything is slammed?
Yeah, well, we happen to have really good data thanks to a parking study that was done in the summer of 2022. So we commissioned an engineering firm to come in at that time under the previous administration to actually do a full analysis and study of our parking facilities downtown. And they provided us with some incredibly valuable data that is informing the proposed parking management plan that we'll be discussing later. But some of that data, very clear numbers. Barbara, how many parking stalls do you think the city maintains downtown in downtown?
Zero idea.
Most people are shocked to hear that it's almost 1,600 parking stalls. And that includes on-street and off-street parking between Poplar, which is up by the hospital,
right,
down to Lake Street.
Yeah.
And 5th down to, or sorry, 6th down to 1st.
Okay.
And that it also includes the City Beach parking as well. So 500 of those are off-street parking stalls. They're in parking lots. And 1,097 of those are on-street parking stalls, streets parking, about half of which have time limits.
Okay.
So 2-3-4 hour max, and then the other half have no time limits. What we know from that study, which took place over several weeks in the summer of 2022, is the occupancy rates at our off-street parking and our on-street parking. So this is where things get really interesting, and this is what informed our parking management plan that we're talking about today. During the noon hour on weekends in the summer, which is peak demand period, our off-street parking stalls, so those 500 stalls, that's the city lot, the City Beach lot, Pondere Bay Trail, and that little Farman's Landing behind the Panada.
Nobody knows about the Pondere Bay Trail back
there's
there.
Only 10 spots
a few
there.
Walkers.
It's tiny, yeah.
Yeah.
The occupancy is 97%, meaning that there are only 14 parking spaces available out of 505 during that noon hour. So you say, well, we have a parking crisis. There's not enough parking in Sandpoint. Clearly, we need more parking in Sandpoint. But when you look at our on-street stalls, there are 545 vacant parking stalls on street in our downtown area. So that's 51% occupancy. Basically, half of the on-street parking is not being used during the peak hours in the summer.
Did that surprise you?
It surprised me. But here's the thing. There's great charts in this, and these are available on the presentations I've been giving to the various commissions, which we'll talk about later. But there's graphics that show where the on-street parking is stressed and where it is not stressed. And I'm sure anybody listening knows that if you try to drive downtown, let's say I want to go to Outdoor Experience or to the Cedar Street Bridge, and I head down to First Avenue and take a left off of Pine, mm-hmm, I am not going to find a parking spot
exactly
within a block,
yeah,
of where I'm trying to go. So I'll go over to Second. I'm probably not going to find a parking stall there. If I go to Third, there's about a 50% chance I'll find a parking stall. If I go out to Fourth, or if I go up to Poplar, there's about a 60 to 90% chance you'll find an empty parking spot out there. So the expectation
nobody
of...
Nobody wants to walk that far to
City
Nobody
Beach. Wants to walk three blocks to get
City
to where
Beach.
They're going. That's so there's a good point.
That's
yeah.
the crux.
Yeah,
and you got
when we talk about City Beach, we know that at the noon hour on Saturday in the summer, there's average zero parking stalls available at City Beach right now.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a problem, right? How do we create a plan that will increase the availability, increase the odds of Sandpoint residents finding parking at City Beach? Clearly, the free parking model is not working. But back to nobody wants to walk. Here's an interesting point.
I do.
And you can
most
do that.
Most people
don't. I encourage anybody listening to try this sometime. Next time you need to go to South Fork Hardware on 3rd Avenue, you know, go downtown. You're likely to find a spot within a block of South Fork Hardware, and you'll probably have to walk around 150 feet to get to where you're going. Go to Walmart and Pondere and try to find a parking spot within 150 feet of the department that you're going to at Walmart and Pondere. If you park in the middle of the parking lot at Walmart and walk to, let's say, the automotive department in the back right corner of the store, that's around 850 feet, which is three city blocks. So no one really questions having to walk three city blocks to get to the automotive section at Walmart, but walking more than one block to get to South Fork Hardware is a big deal for people.
Yeah, except that, you know, there's so much parking at Walmart. You don't have to park on the...
Well, that's from the middle of the parking lot. If you had to park in
the
back, it's more like four or five
or
city
either
blocks.
Side. Well, yeah. Anyway, okay. I understand what you're saying.
It is an interesting thought experiment, though.
Yeah, just... people like to walk close.
Yeah.
Barbara, I'd love to
yeah.
talk about why we're pursuing this.
Please.
And I think the first and most important thing for the public to understand is this isn't something that's going to happen in the next month or two. This is a deliberative process. This is a parking policy. I became aware that we have a structural problem both financing the maintenance and operations of our city facilities. This is a solution that we're working through. It starts with our planner going to our various citizen committees, sustainability, Ped Bike, Planning Commission, Parks and Rec Commission. They all get presentations and get feedback. This will culminate with a recommendation to the City Council to adopt a parking policy. At that point, and that may be 2, 3, 4 months, at that point, we then need to figure out how do we actually implement the parking policy, which is going to maybe include automated parking stalls, human-powered enforcement, maybe volunteer boxes. So that whole process and the technology that we use is still going to be longer. So we are at the very beginning of solving a structural problem, and I'll be quite clear, that problem is the public always says government should run like a business, but they want things for free. And the residents of Sandpoint are the ones bearing the cost for maintaining and operating the downtown and the off-street parking. And we need to make sure there's a viable path, a stable financial path to be able to maintain those. And right now, the reason they look like a pile of junk with potholes 2 feet deep is because we don't have squat. Sorry to be curt, but we don't have any money to put into these facilities. So we need to come up with a solution if we want to have take care of our infrastructure and have nice facilities.
Two quick questions before we go on break, so we don't lose the thought. One is, when we come back, tell our audience about a presentation going on tonight. But you said before we went on the air that you wanted this policy up and running or just up and available by summer.
So the policy and then the implementation of the policy, they're two separate things.
Okay, so the policy by summer, but the actual implementation of kiosks or
sure, we're going to have to bring
in a card or whatever.
We're going to have to bring in consultants to understand what technology is available, the turnstiles. This may look like a Spokane airport, where you take a ticket and you pay and the arm goes up and you drive in.
Right.
So we need to figure all that out. But it all starts with the policy first. And
exactly.
That's something the council will hear.
For some reason, when you talk about parking fees, and it gets confusing, but when you use the term user fees, I said, well, would you be in favor of user fees? The same person will say, oh, well, yeah, user fees. Hmm. So it's any user, tourists, county, city. You just might have different rates for residents.
Yes.
If city.
Absolutely.
Because we pay our city taxes. But anyway, it's interesting. User fees is sometimes an interesting phrase. All right, we're up against a break. We're going to take that break right now. We're going to make some our own money right here. We'll be back after this.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
When you buy tires at Les Schwab, you're getting more than just tires. You're getting America's best tire warranty, 60-day satisfaction guarantee, no-hassle road hazard protection, and free maintenance for the life of your tires. Other places make you pay extra for that. But at Les Schwab, it's included with every set of tires because more warranty means less worry, and nobody stands by their tires like Les Schwab. Get more from less. Book your appointment at lesschwab.com. Terms and conditions apply. See lesschwab.com for details.
Lanikay Realty has a new land listing off Huckleberry Mountain Road. Opportunity awaits to build on this secluded 10 acres near Kerrywood. Level to gently rolling land, parked out and ready to build with an approved septic. Not far from Bayview, Lake Ponderay, and United States Forest Service land. Priced to sell at $289,000. See the professionals at Lanikay Realty, lanikayrealty.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
News Talk 97.1.
Thanks for being with us. We've got it going on today with Mayor Jeremy Grimm, Planning and Development Director Jason Welker, and we are clearing up a lot of things about the, right now we're talking about parking, city parking, as well as City Beach, which is kind of the trigger point for a lot of people when they start getting concerned. And the first thing, Jeremy, that you clarified that I want everybody to hear again is that what is underway right now in terms of discussion and then ultimately a decision is policy, and after the policy gets straightened out and you know what you want to do and how to do it based on community input and department head input for the city, then there will be an implementation process that will go on, whether it's kiosks or special cards or tags on my car or
you're
whatever,
hired.
Whatever.
That's
whatever.
The process,
that's
Barbara.
It. Tell our audience about the presentation tonight that they may want to come to.
Sure. So tonight, for the second time, this subject will be discussed at the Sandpoint Planning and Zoning Commission. Director Welker will be answering questions, updating the proposed parking pass based on feedback we've received so far. So this is an iterative process where we'll probably do this several times with feedback from citizen committees until we get it right, and it's time to bring it to council for the council to consider adoption and discussion, where there'll be further community input and public comment. So, you know, somehow somebody made the leap between, you know, us discussing something in a very deliberative process to condemning the city or getting everyone excited that this is done. So it's not. We're just at the beginning of this process.
Everybody thinks it's done. That's what they think.
Part of that is trust, right? I understand that there could be the lack of trust. I know historically some things were done very quickly at the city. My intent as mayor is to do things very deliberately through the public process, through our open citizen committees, and through public meetings.
All right, that sounds good. Jason, you gave me, I wish we were on TV now where we could have a slide, but parking passes, and I want you to edit this.
Yes.
And the edit I want at the top is proposed.
Yes. And this is, I just printed out a single slide from the presentation that's going to be shared with the Planning and Zoning Commission tonight.
Okay. So
and also this parking pass table that you have in front of you is published right now on the city's website.
Okay.
On the upcoming meetings page under the Planning and Zoning meeting for tonight.
Okay.
This will
Planning
also be,
and Zoning
sorry.
Commission, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Is the Planning and Zoning Commission, or is that a volunteer
yes.
community group? Okay.
Appointed by the mayor, confirmed by council. We have seven commissioners.
And that's the meeting tonight.
Yes.
Seven. What time does it start?
5:30 p.m. in council chambers.
Okay. 5:30 Tuesday night tonight
yep.
at Sandpoint City Chambers, 5:30 in the afternoon. You will get a copy and other things or slides on what I'm looking at, proposed parking passes.
Yep.
Okay, resident annual fee. Who's a resident?
City residents. Within the city boundaries, pay taxes to the city of Sandpoint. That's the definition of a city resident
okay.
in this case.
And what's a possible cost to me to park in any lot or at City Beach?
Correct. So we're proposing an annual parking pass for city residents at this point. This is, of course, based on, we've received dozens of comments and feedback already after one presentation to the Planning and Zoning Commission and a presentation to our Sustainability Committee last week as well. We're proposing a $15 annual pass that will be available for purchase online. Again, those details we don't know for sure.
Emphasis on the word annual. Honestly, I saw someone, whether it was Facebook, Jeremy, or something, they thought it was going to be $10 per parking or per month or something.
What does a $15 pass
per
get you?
Year.
Yes, and that would get a city resident 3 hours of free parking at city lots and 4 hours at the City Beach parking lot.
Right.
And that was the number one request after the first draft of this, which proposed 2 hours at all city off-street parking mm-hmm. facilities. So we had around 30 people commented at the last planning and zoning presentation 2 weeks ago tonight.
Awesome.
And the most common request was, give us 3 or 4 hours at City Beach.
Yeah.
Nobody goes to City Beach for 2 hours.
Yeah.
If you're really trying to place the burden of maintenance of these facilities on the tourists and non-residents who use them the most, give residents whose tax dollars are already going towards maintenance of city infrastructure a little bit more than 2 hours.
Right, so because not only are we paying taxes, we are also paying an annual fee.
So this proposal would give anybody in city limits who's a city resident with a Sandpoint address the ability to buy a $15 annual pass good for a whole year for 3 hours at all of our city lots except City Beach, at which you would get 4 hours of free parking.
That's a bargain. I'm on board with that.
Yeah, our intent here isn't to make a pile of money. I'm looking at this structurally. How do we build a sustainable financial model where we can take care of our infrastructure? I hate to see these prominent places in the town so disheveled with 3-foot potholes, and they're embarrassing. And we should be able to sustainably fund them. So that's the goal, is to raise enough money to make sure that the city of Sandpoint residents are not carrying the entire burden to maintain these facilities that all people enjoy.
No, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I see 8 more categories that will be paying non-resident annual pass. Annual?
Annual 30? Pass, yep. So if you're a Bonner County resident or anybody else who is, you know, coming to spend a summer in Sandpoint, let's say, and you plan to use City Beach, you can buy a $30 pass that
would
give you...
This would be a tourist.
Well, in fact, we don't expect tourists to buy passes, to be honest with you. If you're a tourist in town for a week, you're just going to pay the hourly rate when you come to City Beach, as tourists are used to doing at beautiful waterfront recreation areas all over the country.
Yeah.
So there's an hourly rate on that non-pass holders would pay.
Okay.
And that would be $3 an hour during the summer at City Beach and $2 an hour at all the other city lots.
Okay. So $3 an hour, therefore $12. I don't know. They might buy an annual pass.
They might. And if you're going to be in town for 2 weeks, you might just, if you can figure out where to buy them, but we're kind of counting on this being a Sandpoint and Bonner County pass option, really.
Okay.
So the Bonner County pass would cost $30 and give all pass holders 2 hours of free parking at all city parking facilities throughout the year.
The Marina Slip, mm-hmm. $150 for a year, unlimited parking at Dock Street.
Yeah, which is
City Beach.
Right. So our City Beach Marina, which includes the Windbag Marina, currently has around 210 Marina Slips. So the idea there is that if you're a leasee of one of these slips, which are available for around $700 per slip for Sandpoint residents, you're likely going to want to take your boat out for more than, you know, 2, 3, or even 4 hours. So to make a pass option available for people who intend to use their boat frequently during the summer and know they're going to be out all day on their boat, this is an option for those slip holders who, by the way, are already receiving a very valuable public asset in the form of a marina slip. There's a long waiting list, and we have a lottery every year for the one or two slips that come open.
What's the marina slip cost? I know that's awful.
The cost for residents is $700, around $700 per year.
10 years ago, it was $1,000 in Hope.
Oh, it's $2,800 around the corner at the Sandpoint Marina run by
why don't you charge
there.
More?
That's a good question, you know, and that's something that the city council has the option to implement. This is
he's twice or no and three we, times and we do, below the going rate.
We do charge more for non-residents. This is another example where Sandpoint residents get this discounted rate because they upkeep the infrastructure, and non-Sandpoint residents pay a higher rate for those boat slips.
I believe it's around $1,100.
Well, no wonder there's a long waiting list. I mean,
it's a, it'll be subsidized.
Yeah, the last time I recall the council debating that was when I worked at the city, 2009 maybe, and there was great debate of what level they should charge for those. And it's something we can pick up, but it's not the pressing issue. The pressing issue right now is how do we maintain our infrastructure.
And you may have not have looked at that as closely. I'm probably not going to make a lot of friends boating. I love boating, had a big boat. We just love boating. Lake Pendere, there's nothing like it.
It's amazing.
But for that kind of marina slip fees, that's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a bargain.
Totally.
And the marina slip parking pass would not necessarily guarantee a spot at the Dock Street or the City Beach parking lots. But I can tell you right now from the feedback I've got, you're almost guaranteed not to get a spot at those parking lots under the current model. Okay. So we believe that when we start charging the non-pass holders $3 an hour at those parking lots, the chances of marina slip holders who buy a $150 pass of finding a parking spot are going to increase dramatically, because everybody who doesn't have one of those passes is going to face user fees now going forward.
All right. User fees. We like it. Proposed. It's all proposed. So what is the big concern, Jeremy? Things have kind of gone haywire. I mean, people think this is already happening. It's totally unfair. What on the policy deliberation rollout got things so out of hand a little bit?
Frankly, I think America needs a lobotomy. People are so drawn to social media.
What's the old line? Lighten up, Francis.
Right. I mean, somebody believes a Facebook post over your government saying your local. I mean, these are people know us. I'm not lying to people. The documents are on the city website. So, what's been the challenge? People object to having to pay for something they've had for free.
Yeah.
It's like taking the kids' candy away. They're going to scream and cry.
Yeah.
But the reality is we had paid parking at the city parking lot until the former mayor made it free. I am a red-blooded capitalist, and I own my own business, although I'm not a developer.
I read on Facebook that you are.
Yeah, I know. This is another great example.
I was just told this morning that you were a developer,
not a
mayor. I am not
a developer. I've never developed a piece of land in my life. Anyways, the point is people don't like having to pay for something they've had for free.
Yeah.
And, as a responsible fiscal steward, I need to make sure that we can pay for and sustain our infrastructure. Now, I want to bring up one thing that...
Hold that thought. We're up against a break. And, I just think these presentations are so important. And I already want to have you guys back as this rolls along. Maybe in a month from now, we'll see what...
Barbara, we can do this every day.
I could do it every day. I like this stuff. All right, we're going to take that break right now.
If you have high blood pressure, you may not see or feel symptoms, but the results of high blood pressure, like heart attack or stroke, are far from invisible or silent. If you don't think this could happen to you, you're not alone. There are about 116 million people with high blood pressure in the United States. Now is the time to take control of your high blood pressure. Talk to your provider at Kiniksu Community Health and keep a happy, healthy heart. Learn more at kchni.org.
And I was frustrated and I was having challenges. And there was that warm hand of a teacher that said, why don't you look at it this way? Or you probably ought to work harder. The hardworking teachers are in the classroom. Every time they engage one of those children, it's going to make Idaho a better place. I'm Governor Brad Little, and because of an educator, I was encouraged, I was engaged, and that's what made the difference in my life.
Share your story at IdahoEA.org and learn more about how you can support public schools.
Sandpoint, it just comes naturally. This lake sure makes me smile. It's got the vibe, it wanna stay a while. Music floats through the mountain air. I wanna be there. Together we'll go, whether sun or snow. We'll sit down, kick back, just let go. Candlelight, we'll do it right. Friendly people, culinary delights. To the mountains and the lake without a fuss. Sandpoint, just comes naturally.
Sandpoint's Winter Carnival starts February 14th with 10 days of romancing the snow. The Parade of Lights starts things off thanks to Ziply Fiber. Then on to the Block Party on 3rd Avenue, sponsored by Pendere Winery. Activities from downtown Sandpoint to Schweitzer Mountain. Don't miss Toasty Fest on the 22nd in the Granary District. Brought to you by Matchwood Brewing. Finish off the Winter Carnival with everyone's favorite, the Canine Keg Pull. sponsored by iCarts. Go to visitsandpoint.com. See you in Sandpoint.
Visit Scenic Idaho.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future.
Thursday, February 6th, the stars are out in New Orleans to kick off Super Bowl 59 weekend with NFL honors presented by Invisalign. Celebrate an unforgettable season hosted by the one and only Snoop Dogg. Find out who will bring home the NFL's most coveted awards.
He breaks free. Touchdown!
NFL honors, Thursday, February 6th at 9, 8 Central on Fox NFL Network and stream on NFL Plus.
Welcome back in, everyone. We are talking today with Planning and Zoning Director Jason Welker and Mayor Jeremy Grimm, Sandpoint Mayor Jeremy Grimm. All right, when we were on break, Jeremy, you were talking about, or maybe it was Jason, that taxpayers in the city are already paying. It's not free. Right. To the city residents. Explain that again so our listeners will understand.
Sure. So, you know, you think, oh, it's a free parking lot. It is not free. It costs the city, we've done the calculations and the engineering for what it takes to replace the pavement after 20 years, ends up being about almost $600 per parking spot. That's the cost to the residents of Sandpoint to maintain and cover those parking spots. And the reason it looks so disheveled is because the city, I'll say it again, we don't have a lot of money. People might not be aware, this year, with all the taxes allegedly that have gone up on property, the city will realize an extra $146,000. Now, that's statutorily limited, 3% increase. So $146,000. With that $146,000, I have to deal with our cost of living for our employees. Our health insurance in the city went up 23% last year. That's about $200,000. And on and on. So every year we get some new taxes, a minuscule amount, but the needs to just operate City Hall and our essential services keep going up as well. So it's a losing proposition. So we need to look at how do we bring us to a steady state where the users of facilities actually pay the cost to maintain them.
So inflation is outpacing the increase in taxes. I think some people, and I would say that maybe some of the things that you're spending money on now need to be either stopped or paused to do the higher priority parking spots and that. So to underline it, what you're saying is, you know, City of Sandpoint residents are already paying for parking through our taxes. And we are the ones that are sustaining this $600 per spot, not the people that are outside city limits in Bonner County.
Right.
I love our Bonner County residents.
Me
Boundary
too.
County isn't paying for it. We've got Boundary County
Spokane,
listeners right now.
Spokane
isn't Coeur d'Alene, paying for it.
Coeur d'Alene
isn't
County.
Paying. That car from Michigan that you're all upset about, they're not paying for it.
And this is where the education needs to come in. I've spoken to probably a dozen county residents who are flabbergasted to learn that no part of their county taxes go to pay for
right.
Sandpoint infrastructure.
If you're in the county, you are parking for free at City
yeah.
Beach.
And in fact, they think that coming to Sandpoint and residing or spending a day in Sandpoint somehow benefits the city. I can tell you we get that 6% sales tax that's paid. Cities get about 12% return to them statewide. And then of that dispersion is based on population and valuation. We get such a minuscule amount of that sales tax back in the city, it doesn't even scratch the surface.
That's another whole program for I don't know who, but why can't we just have a direct sales tax? Why does it have to go to Boise go through some kind of machine down there and then come back up to us, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyway, that may be a silly thing
to say. And then, you know, another thing I think it's worth, I've got some teenage children. I won't name the one, but sometimes they go down there and five of their friends go to City Beach. You know what? They all drive cars. Let's meet up at City Beach.
Right.
Well, if there is a paid parking pass and they had to actually think about, well, do we want to pay? Maybe they would carpool and they'd meet at our house.
How many people can we fit into this Jeep would be what they'd say.
Right,
and we want to encourage that, though. That's what we want to encourage.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Well, what I want to encourage, and I ran on a platform of putting Sandpoint residents first. And I know that's cliche with the president having picked up on that. But I want our parks to be first and foremost for Sandpoint residents. I don't even spend much time at City Beach compared to 20 years ago because it's so crowded with people from away.
Well, you're 20 years older, too.
I am.
Things change.
I am. the fact is, you know, if we lose some visitation to City Beach and open up some spaces for Sandpoint residents, I'm 100% fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah, let the user fees go and be used for those that want to use it.
Well, and let's talk about the county for a moment, Barbara.
Yes.
The county has grown by over 10,000 residents. The county has not done much to support the recreational or water access needs of those residents. Have they grown their park accessibility or facilities by 25% like their population has grown? No. So I'd say it's about time for Bonner County to step up and start providing for the recreational and access needs of their residents and their taxpayers.
I agree. I think, you know, that would be Round Lake, to name one place that could take more county
I think that's
money.
A state park. But
that's a state? Okay, yeah.
Garfield Bay is really
the only facility they operate. They have a small park in Priest River, and they have a few boat launches that they participate with. But why should the residents of Ponderay and Sandpoint be burdened with providing the sports facilities, the parks, and the major recreational access for 50,000 people in this county?
That are non-paying
that
tax.
Don't pay property taxes to us. No, it's completely unfair. But I don't think people are about unfairness. They just don't understand.
They just don't know.
They don't know. So
yeah, because Jason, you were just saying that you got a phone call.
I had an email from a Sagal resident the other day who said, if you make me buy a parking pass to come to City Beach, I'm just not going to come to City Beach anymore, and I'll start going to Garfield Bay. And I had to reply to him and say, that's precisely the outcome we are hoping for here. It'll place more pressure on the county to support recreation infrastructure for county residents.
Exactly.
Because as Sandpoint officials, we're looking to support Sandpoint recreation infrastructure
but
for Sandpoint residents.
But he didn't know that his county taxes in
He
no
also
way
started his email by asking
City
whether
Beach.
Any of his property taxes go towards supporting City Beach, and I had to clarify that, no, if you don't live in Sandpoint, your property taxes are not going to maintain these facilities.
I think that's important for people, our Bonner County residents, to just, you know, just get a grip with that.
Yep. No, I mean, as a Sandpoint resident, you're paying more. You get your tax bill. Not only do you pay the sheriff and the road and bridge and all the other county taxes, you also pay a pretty significant tax on your house or your property that's called City of Sandpoint tax. And that is where we fund most of our infrastructure and programming.
So one of the things that we're not going to have time for this, but it's the downtown resident parking pass. Is that like a downtown business owner? Oh, no, that's downtown.
So this
business.
Is intended for the very small handful of people who live within our commercial core downtown. I mean, live full time. There are a small number of single family homes.
Okay.
There are some condos. There are some apartment type buildings. If you live there, you need to be able to park your car on the street where there is a two, three, or four hour time limit without worrying about getting a ticket. So this would allow you to park in those time constrained spots without getting a ticket from the
Sandpoint
Police.
I've got to have you back because I wanted to get to the downtown business pass too. That doesn't seem very high. What are they paying for that $250 annual?
Currently, they're paying $0 annually to use the city parking lot downtown. And that's why even today on this cold, windy day, it's about 90% full.
Yeah.
Because it's mostly people who work within a block of the parking lot who don't want to walk three blocks. So they come park where they can all day for free currently. So much of the use of the city parking lot right now is not for shoppers, not for Sandpoint residents running to South Fork Hardware, like I said earlier, to Joel's. It's for people who work at the businesses within two or three blocks of there. So to get them to contribute to the maintenance of that parking lot through an annual parking pass, or if they choose not to buy a parking pass, park three or four blocks further from where they work and walk for 5 minutes.
You know, I just want to encourage you and to share this. Please share this with others that may not have been able to listen to the show. There is a presentation tonight, 5:30 this afternoon at the City of Sandpoint Council Chambers. It's the Planning and Zoning Commission is meeting, and you can sit and get the same presentation that they're going to receive. And this is not the only presentation. There will be more in the future. I promise you I will have Jason and Jeremy, Mayor of Sandpoint, and Planning and Zoning, back to talk about. We didn't even get to water usage or anything.
Oh,
I'm running out of time.
Let's
Let's just stay and do it. All right, everybody. Thanks for being with us. That's the program. Next week, I'm talking to a really interesting guy. You're going to love this. It's called Origins Combatives. We're going to talk about jiu-jitsu, judo, and self-defense. Everybody, that's next Tuesday. We are going to get physical. So until then, you guys take care.